Hello friends, this is Mercedes Cano. I am an immigration attorney and I represent immigrant families in the U.S. We are currently going through very difficult times with the coronavirus in the U.S. What is it that we can do in order not to feel so frustrated and with so much fear? The first thing for those immigrants that are listening to me is that each state in this nation has a designated number for us to call for general information and also for help that is not calling the ambulance. That number is the 311. In any state that you are, in any city that you are, if you dial that number, it will give you the official version as to what to do. They will give you the general symptoms of the coronavirus. That's number one. Number two, you will be able to speak with someone in your language. That's very important. Because instead of panicking, we can speak with somebody and tell them, listen, I'm sick. I'm running a low fever and I don't know what to do. Because what the official version is saying is that if you feel sick, do not go to the hospital because you're going to take the train, you're going to take a cab, and if you do have the virus, you will probably infect a lot of other people. So what they're suggesting is this. First of all, if you have a doctor, call the doctor. If not, call this number, 311. They will tell you what to do. And if they think that you are sick enough or you have a very high fever, or the symptoms are something that will worry them, they are trained to send somebody to test you. So that's very important, because instead of calling the ambulance or calling the firemen, they will send a health professional that will be able to do the tests and tell you whether or not you do have the virus and what is it that they do. So please, let's get into that, because instead of panicking. Now, what's going to happen with immigration, the courts, the appointments for the adjustment of status, the employment authorization documents, the appointments to take the oath to become a citizen? Well, right now, as it is, everything is open. Even the asylum offices are open. But we have to keep on checking every day. And if you go to their webpage, they say so. They say this on the webpage. If you're sick, do not come for the appointment. Do not show up. That's what they're saying. If you look at www.uscis.gov. Go to that page and you will see the very first sign. It says, if you're sick, do not show up. We will postpone your case. You have to call them. You have to email them. Make sure you get, whenever you call and say, listen, I'm sick, I won't be able to go for my adjustment of status. You know, I won't be able to go for the interview for my green card. I don't feel good. Not feeling good doesn't mean that you have the virus. You don't even have to explain. You just tell them, I don't feel good. I like to postpone my case. And make sure that you get, they don't give the name whenever you call to postpone, but they will give you like a tracking number to make sure that you have proof that you did call and you postponed your appointment. Again, the courts are open, at least these courts in immigration. Some states have chosen to close some of the state courts, especially for those cases that haven't started yet. A lot of the events have been canceled. Visits to jails are canceled. A lot of big, like massive events, they have been canceled. And we really got to, I mean, that's the reason why we can use the social media. What is going on? You know, what is happening? So let's not panic. Let's use the tools that they're giving us. We can keep in touch with the social media. We can let our friends know that we're okay. And we will follow this. Trust me, we'll come out of this. We will come out of it. Humanity has gone through so many viruses throughout history, and we have survived. Some have been worse than others. I am pretty sure that we will survive this. So stay in touch. We will continue publishing information as to what's going on for the immigrant families in the U.S. Thank you.